Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, June 22nd, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning with a purpose of encouraging others. Well, last week, Brooksine had a bad cold, and I had to read one myself. Today, you may detect from my voice that I'm overcoming one. I think I'm on the other side of it. It was intense yesterday. But I'm going to have Brooksine read today's message. It's titled, A Time to Flee.
Our scripture references are Genesis 39:12, 2 Samuel 11:2-3, 1 Corinthians 6:18, 1 Timothy 5:22, and 1 Timothy 6:11. But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. From the roof he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. Flee from sexual immorality. Keep yourself pure. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Yesterday, Stephen issued a challenge to the men in our church to rise up as men of God, with the solemn charge Paul gave to Timothy expressed in the final daily scripture portion, But thou, O man of God, flee these things. His main points were flee, follow. Often we hear the expression, they fled the scene of the accident, and we immediately think that those who ran were trying to hide something or escape responsibility. But today we want to examine the positive aspect of the command to flee. Our neighbors have a yellow parking lot type stripe at the end of their driveway, about 20 feet from the road. They made the visible boundary for their 6-year-old daughter to indicate how near the road she's allowed to go. From her youthful mind, this stripe may seem restrictive, but from her parents' perspective, it's a safety measure. They aren't standing there hour after hour telling her, stop! But the presence of the line and what it stands for is doing it for them. We have a picture of that as well today. God doesn't appear in person to restrain us in our hour of temptation, but when His commands are embedded in our hearts, they become a part of our conscience that says, stop! Don't listen to the evil one. He intends to do you harm. God wants to preserve your life. When it comes to boundary lines established by God, there is a proper time to flee. Today, we're going to look at this matter, particularly in regard to sexual temptation. Due to our God-ordained hormonal constitution, people in every generation have dealt with sexual temptation. One of the greatest examples of victory over sexual temptation is seen in the actions of Joseph. The Bible tells his story in Genesis 39, and today's first text records the essence of this victory. He was being seduced by Potiphar's wife, and yet Joseph responded, How then could I do this great evil and sin against God? Rather than yield to temptation, and I quote again, he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house, end quote. Those who love God must hate sin. Matthew Henry describes Joseph's victory over temptation in this way. He would not stay to parley with the temptation, but fled from it, as escaping for his life. If we mean not to do iniquity, let us flee as a bird from its captor, and as a deer from the hunter. Well, the Bible also forthrightly records failure, and David's story is likely the most familiar. Today's second text records the essence of what led to his moral failure, and I repeat, from the roof he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. End quote. David didn't want to flee the temptation. Instead, he wanted familiarity with his temptress. Like Joseph, he should have fled. And a side note, perhaps a dip in a cool fountain would have lessened his lust, and taking a Salminex might have solved his insomnia. But today, in seriousness, we face a situation far more intense and distinct from those in previous generations. There is an acceptable flood of material condoning and even glamorizing immorality. In many cases, it's taught in public schools and through government agencies. Interestingly, excuse me, I'm stumbling over my cough all the way either. Interestingly, there is a parallel sense of condemnation by popular culture toward those who still maintain a biblical outlook on morality, who are seen as old-fashioned, narrow-minded, and intolerant. There are those reading our message today or listening to it who have engaged in sexual immorality in the past, but you've repented and found the purifying scrub brush of the Holy Spirit brings renewal, cleansing, and an invitation to start over according to God's design. Some of you are presently fighting a battle. You know in your heart that this message is for you. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Flee from sexual immorality." Today, we need to practice, maintain, and proclaim the biblical teachings. Those who do so will be increasingly reviled. Preachers who stay true to the Bible and faithfully proclaim the word are branded old-fashioned, homophobic, if they merely repeat what the Bible says in regard to its unambiguous, forthright condemnation of homosexuality, and if they hold to the scriptural teachings concerning sexual morals. Our word of encouragement today is to stay faithful to God's teachings. Honor the boundary lines that He has given to us through His commands. When the tempter comes, don't entertain him. He'll leave when you recite the scriptures just as Jesus did during His time of temptation. Seek God's counsel. When you do so, victory is sure to be yours. Let's pray together. Father, it is Your desire that we stay faithful to Your teachings. It's also our desire. Scripture gives many examples of those who knew to do right, but instead yielded to temptation. The consequences of their wrong actions inflicted a great deal of loss, lifelong regret, and emotional pain. Help us to avoid the traps that Satan has set for the believers by not only reading the Word, but applying its truth to our lives and standing firm when the temptation to do wrong is ever before us. Amen. And we include a note here, Stephen and I is discussing this lesson last night, that it's interesting that Joseph had such strong conviction against taking the wife of another one, particularly his master, even though at that point, the Ten Commandments had not yet been given. And I think of all the sources of strength God gives to us since that time, the commandments that are throughout the Scripture and the lessons we've learned from the characters in the Bible that Joseph would not have had. So we have all the more reason to stand firm when the time of testing comes to us today. May God help us to do right. Amen.
Well, amen. Thank you, Brooksine. You did not have to endure my voice today. And I did note she coughed a couple of times. We're both getting over colds or allergies. Well, thank you. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, June 22nd, 2009. We do have some additional songs we recommend on the site today. The songs that we have, actually I have an old hymn that I really like. I don't have the audio to it, but I have the words called More Men Like Daniel. It's a great song I shared with the men yesterday, with the church yesterday. But then three, and I think all relatively recent songs, Purify My Heart, Restore My Soul, and Give Us Clean Hands. We also have a link to a website that I often put up, but about every 6 months or so I deal with this subject. And it's Pure Life Ministries, which is a special ministry helping men, and I would assume women as well, that are dealing with this issue of sexual temptation. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully serve the Lord.